we've been working, actually since 04, we've been working on a Buffalo Police health study looking at the effect of stress and mental health and how mental health might affect one's physical health as well. So we're finding things like associations between PTSD and heart disease in our police officers, getting them into medical care so that you have these things taken care of.
And how would that impact our police officers here in Western New York?
You want healthy, well-balanced, mentally well police officers out on the street. You don't want officers that are suffering from depression or having problems with alcohol or having physical problems because of their job. They need the proper physical ability to deal with their work. The effect of shift work, for example, having to stay up all night, for example, can really wreak havoc with your physiology. It's just something that really has not been done before. And we're making progress because a lot of our reports and a lot of our presentations go nationwide. I'll go to Canada, I'll go all over the country and to talk to police officers about taking better care of themselves and not being afraid to come forward.
So what changes have you seen over the time period that you've been studying this issue?
I've seen a better awareness of the officers taking care of themselves. There's a movement in this country now. It's a wellness movement in police departments. It's something that police departments have never had. Industry is well ahead of police departments because industry knows that taking care of their people is good for them. It's good for their employees.
We heard about the high number of recent suicides in the New York City Police Department. You mentioned that Chicago has had a number. To what would you attribute that, but not here in Western New York?
No, I think in Western New York, we've been very fortunate, but what troubles me is that we're in troubled times now in our country. There's a lot of conflict going on. There's a lot of political conflict, a lot of conflict between different groups and so forth. And I think officers have been under attack. In Dallas, for example, there were five officers who were killed by a sniper. But I think officers are starting to feel isolated from the rest of the society. The sense of belongingness of being part of the society is kind of disappearing because of the negativity that's going on against police. Officers don't feel appreciated. They don't feel that what they do has any meaning. People that get in that sort of position can develop depression. And when people get depressed, they sometimes maladaptively cope. They might go to alcohol, they might go to drugs, and ultimately they might go to suicide. In our research, we've looked at police suicide over the past 20 years, and it's pretty steady. We're probably losing close to about 100 police officers a year to suicide in our country. So it's a problem we have to address.
And that's a higher percentage than we see in the general population?
When we compare the police officers to the general working population in the United States, they have about a 50% greater risk of suicide by virtue of their occupation. Cops see these the dead children, they see the bodies, they see the vicious assaults, they see the murders, the homicides, and all of these things add up, they're cumulative over time. This is a worldwide problem. We've looked at suicide rates in Germany, in police, very higher than the general population. France, higher than the general population. South Africa, higher than the general population. Back in the 50s and 60s, if you wanted to be a cop and you didn't like it, just leave. Now we're going to help, we're going to get you through this.